Okay. All right, let's see. I was asking you about if I had a cold and my throat was like that. You'd say he's a little bit what? Something begins with letter H.
Horse.
Yeah. Okay, and if I do that, I've got a little...
cough.
What about if it's at night, I might say, well, I'm going to go to bed, I'm feeling a little...
sleepy.
Mm-hmm. But at 7 o'clock in the morning, I'll...
wake up.
Talking about somebody else who's sleeping. Mm-hmm. You might say, so-and-so's still in bed, you better go...
wake them up.
Say if you've got some medicine on the bedside table, your mother comes in and says, why didn't you
take your medicine?
But I already
did.
Or already what did?
I already took my medicine.
Yeah, and I, every time you told me.
Taking it.
Somebody who just about can't hear anything, you say he's almost stoned.
Yeah.
What about if you're working out, a man's working out in the hot sun, he might come in and take off his shirt and wring it out and say, well, look how I... he's been out in the hot sun. Takes off his shirt, wrings it out, and say, look how I...
sweated.
Mm-hmm. What about these places some people get on their skin, they're real sensitive and got a cool around them?
Bumps.
Any other word for
them? Sores.
What do you call that white stuff inside that you have to mash out?
Corn.
Okay. You ever heard it called pus?
Pus.
Mm-hmm. Another name for those bumps. Did you ever hear people call them rosins or boils?
Rosins and boils.
Both of them.
Right.
Okay. And if a bee stings me on the hand and my hand gets bigger, you say my hand begins to...
swell.
Yeah, the bee stung me in my hand.
Swell.
Okay. What about this expression? Every time that bee has stung me, my hand has...
swollen.
Okay. In a blister, that liquid inside a blister that you have to let drain out, what would you call it?
Pus.
Okay. And in a war, if a man gets shot or stabbed, you take him to the doctor so the doctor can treat the...
wound.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of anything kind of infected flesh around the wound called proud flesh?
No.
Okay, did you say that for me?
Proud flesh.
Yeah, that was just pronunciation. And something you would put on a cut to prevent infection.
Ointment.
Okay, what about any other kind of liquid? Begins with the letter I.
Iodine.
All right. And something that people used to take for malaria, really bitter tasting stuff, powder.
Powder?
Yeah. Begins with a Q. So you're talking about a terminally ill patient. You say the doctor did everything he could, but the patient
died.
If you wanted to be polite about that and didn't just want to come out and say so-and-so died to their family, you say, I'm sorry to hear that so-and-so
passed.
Okay. What if you wanted to be joking about it? I'm glad that old so-and-so finally...
died.
Have you ever heard things like croaked or kicked?
Kicked the bucket.
That would be joking. Okay. And this expression, you might say, well, so-and-so's been dead a week, but nobody's yet figured out what he...
died of?
Mm-hmm. All right. And the place where people are buried, that's a...
cemetery.
Right. And the box they're buried in.
Coffin.
Okay. What about the ceremony itself?
Funeral.
And people dressed in black, you say they're in
mourning.
If you just were walking along the street and met a friend of yours in passing, what might you say to him?